Miller Zeman has long been known for his blunt language and biting wit. However, comments he made this week, interpreted as suggesting that the Prime Minister could be shot, have been criticised across the political spectrum. But has the Czech President lost control of himself, or is he trying to appeal to a certain constituency? Ian Willoughby reports.
President Zeman was asked at a town hall-style meeting on Monday how Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka could be removed. The second part of his answer was loudly cheered. If you want to get rid of any politician, including the president, there's just one democratic way, free elections, which in the given case will be in a year's time. There's also a non-democratic way, a Kalashnikov. Mr. Zeman has long been known for his witty quips. Indeed, the word bon mot has become closely associated with him. However, once his Kalashnikov comment was more broadly reported, there was a wave of condemnation from across the political spectrum. Bohuslav Sobotka, a disciple-turned-rival of Mr. Zeman's, said the Czech Republic was probably the only civilized state where the president could call for the killing of the prime minister. Communist leader Wojciech Filip described the statement as disgusting, while Miroslava Nemtsova of the Civic Democrats suggested the president's low-class humour was reminiscent of what one might hear at the worst kind of pub. But Jan Veleba, from Mr. Zeman's former SPO party, argues that the whole thing has been blown out of proportion. This has been clearly misused because in his answer the president didn't name the prime minister. It was clearly hyperbole. And if the prime minister was a real guy and spent a little time among the people, which he clearly doesn't, maybe such questions wouldn't be asked. I personally wouldn't issue a statement and create such hysteria. But political scientist Petr Joust says the president's comment wasn't just in bad taste, it was potentially dangerous.
I think it was highly inappropriate, although I, of course, understand that it was meant as a joke, as an irony. It was meant not in a real way. However, we are currently in the Czech Republic, in the Czech society, we are in a situation where we witnessed more and more callings for, let's say, establishing some militias that should protect the Czech society in current migration crisis. We witnessed more and more that there are threats against those who support refugees. So in current environment, in current situation of the Czech society, any statement like this should be taken very seriously.
Milan Štech, the head of the Senate, the chairman of the Senate, he said that the president seems to have lost control of himself. Do you think that could be true, or is he perhaps making a calculated appeal to a certain kind of voter when he says these things?
I think that these statements were addressed to his voters. Zeman knows very well what's the audience he's addressing. He knows very well what are the feelings of the people. People generally are very critical towards the government. They are very critical towards politicians. He is addressing to this audience and he's addressing to his fans and kind of even interfering into the general politics, interfering into governmental affairs. It's not for the first time, but this time it was connected with these serious statements, and this makes it even more serious issue than any time before.